Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November the 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced that checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great people, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. LibertyRoundtable.com is the website for the broadcast, the podcast, and a whole lot more. Spread the word. Tell the tale. Donate liberally, will you please? And then our nationally syndicated radio network. You can't forget them. LovingLiberty.net, doing a phenomenal job as always. Not only do they have Liberty Roundtable Live 6 days a week, 2 hours a day with hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, but they have incredible talk show hosts around the clock, from Sam Bushman to Beth Ann Schoenberg to C.L. Bryant to Kate Daly, right on through Jesse Lee Peterson. We got Tony Perkins with Washington Watch. The lineup is just incredible throughout your week. You can listen anytime, anywhere on the phone app. Go to the phone app store, Android and or iPhone, and or the LovingLiberty.net website, and download the app for live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. It's absolutely free, live and on-demand. Did you hear me repeat that? It's free, and you can also follow us on our Twitter feed. So check that all out, get involved, share the love with your neighbor, if you will, LovingLiberty.net. All right, a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast, and then we'll launch into today's incredible lineup of interviews. Yesterday, we had our guest on Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org, and RonPaulInstitute.org. Doing a phenomenal job. We talked about C.L. Bryant. He was an incredible speaker at the Week in Act conference. He's been on the radio with us many times. I mentioned that we went out to dinner with C.L. the other night. Just a genuine, true blue patriot of a guy. Approachable, just humble, but yet hard-hitting and incredible order. That's for sure. C.L. Bryant headlined the Utah Eagle Forums. It was a Utah Forum on Critical Race Theory. And CL continues to spread the truth today. We are all members of humankind. We are born to be free, ladies and gentlemen. That's important to understand. We must not allow our differences to become battle lines that separate us from one another. CL Bryant doing a phenomenal job. We also talked about Representative Steve Christensen, dear friend, patriot in his own right. Representative Steve Christensen quit. He resigned from the Utah legislature. Why? Because of the abuse of his family. Literally, the enemies of liberty have abused his wife and children and family so much to where he just flat out up and resigned. Tragedy, sad tale to tell, but true as all get out. Christensen has been pushing for the audit of the 2020 elections. He believes election results have had anomalies and irregularities that justify an audit. He has every right to think that, ladies and gentlemen. This is America, not China. He's also been pushing to jettison controversial subjects in government schools called critical race theory and more. Steve Christensen, American hero, American patriot, sadly had to resign because the enemies of liberty are so hardcore, so belligerent. The lack of civility is out of this world, ladies and gentlemen, and we have got to come back to what matters in America. Kindness, respect, respect for one another's beliefs, ideas. It's just a sad tale to tell. We also asked the question with Lowell Nelson, should the Constitution be amended to set the number of Supreme Court justices to 9? The answer is certainly not. You say, what? Why? Because amendments don't do anything. Look, they got a law against the debt ceiling, against raising the debt on the national level, but they raise the debt all the time. They just simply raise the debt ceiling. Could you imagine raising the debt ceiling in your household? Could you imagine raising the debt ceiling in your own business? Good luck with that proposition, right? But bureaucrats do it all the time. So a law, an amendment to balance the budget won't make a difference. They'll just suspend the law, right? Just like they do with the debt ceiling. Should the Constitution be amended to set the judges at 9? No, they'll just make it 7 or 11. Or they'll just say, hey, we got to suspend this rule because of expediency. They'll just simply deny the truth and get around it. We don't need to manipulate the judges. What we need to do is gut their power. And the way you gut their power is you use the checks and balances that our founding fathers put in place. Congress can impeach judges for bad behavior on the bench. If they literally get out of control and they start activism from the bench, making law rather than interpreting law, the lawmakers, the legislative branch, should rein them in with impeachment and say, look, if you're going to do that, you're gone. You're there for life upon good behavior and nothing more. See, the president can use his power to reject the Supreme Court and say, listen, you think you're making laws? Not a chance. The legislative body makes the laws. You don't. We can rein in these people with checks and balances, ladies and gentlemen, but we just have to have the guts, the integrity, the morality to do it. If we can't find congressmen and senators who will jealously guard their power, as our founders intended, we need to jettison those folks, turn them out of office, peacefully, of course, but turn them out of office and find somebody who will, that's all. The checks and balances can work great, but if you never insist on them, if nobody ever gets impeached for bad behavior, the bad behavior will continue. All right, we talked about Behind Closed Doors, an incredible article. Medical research labs, they're out of control, John Rappaport writes. We need good people everywhere to stand up and be counted for truth and virtue. Yeah. Karen Kingston is a whistleblower. We need a Kingston in every lab, he says. Karen Kingston is the former vice executive at Pfizer who blew the lid off of the COVID vaccines. Look, 3 out of 4 Americans are vaccinated, okay? And especially if COVID patients are vaccinated. 4 out of 5 who go to the hospital are vaccinated. But you know what? They don't care about the evidence, the truth. They just want to force us all, right? October 22nd, that's the date that we calculate data through. And it turns out there have been reported to the CDC database, that's the VARS database, over 837,000 adverse events, 17,000 plus deaths. Wow, over 17,000 deaths, 86,000 in the hospital, 27,000 miscarriages. Wow. No, 2,700 miscarriages. I'm so sorry. 2,700 miscarriages. But does a miscarriage count as a death if it was forced by the vaccine? You got to wonder, huh? Wow. 8,600 heart attacks, ladies and gentlemen. This is just criminal. And these are all in the VARS database. And they say there's literally a 1 to 5% reporting rate at best. So the numbers are out of this world, out of this stratosphere, being covered up. We talked about, hey, the great new normal purge. CJ Hopkins says people who refuse to get the vaccine, the shots, wear masks, they're literally being abused at every turn. Segregated, stripped of their jobs, banned from hospitals, banned from attending schools, denied medical treatment, persecuted on every hand. That's what's happening in America today, ladies and gentlemen. Can you believe that? A couple of short years ago, if I would have mentioned this, you would have said never. It's happening now and getting worse by the day. That was hour one with Lowell Nelson. Hour two, Campaign for Liberty, was not with me. Lowell was not with me second hour, but we talked about this witchcraft moment. Sadly, they say witchcraft has become hip. It's on the rise in the U.S., believe it or not. That's according to USA Today. I say it's Jesus Christ versus Satan. The war in heaven continues on earth today. There is no salvation in Satan, ladies and gentlemen. There's only sadness, disappointment, misery. But I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that God loves me. I know that if I turn to Jesus Christ, he is my Savior. Let's be very clear about our testimony, about which side we're on, about what we believe in and stand for. Should we persecute or prosecute those people who belong to a witchcraft coven or cult or whatever you want to call it? No, we should not. What we should do is we should do our very best to not let their views take hold in the national debate, that's for sure. But we should also be kind and considerate to them. They're God's children too. They're just off track and misguided. We should let the love of Jesus Christ be our guide. We should be kind and considerate. We should share the word of God with them. We should be patient and kindness and lead them away from their sadness, disappointment, and misery, and show them a better way. I know that my Redeemer lives, and he loves me, ladies and gentlemen. What's sweet, the joy this sentence gives, right? A school district in Wisconsin's out of control, too. They have literally issued a memo telling employees not to inform parents when their kids go transgender. They're supposed to use the pronouns the student wants and let the student's viewpoints and behavior coming out as transgender, but not let the parents know. That's why you're getting such pushback at school meetings, folks. People are just sick of it being betrayed by their schools. What the parents don't get yet is they got to take their kids out of the government school betrayer society. And until they do, it's going to get worse. Write it down. Okay? The very reason the school has authority over the child is because of parental consent. There's no doubt about that. And as long as you give consent, they'll do what they want with your children. Don't give consent to the enemy is all I'm telling you, parents. Do not give consent to the enemy. We also talked about a Twix Halloween commercial, features transgender child involved in violence, cross-dressing, Satanism. And I guess they say, quote, Twix is one hell of a marketing pitch, one observer of the commercial wrote in the comment section. Wow, what a sad tale to tell. But it gets worse. Doritos crosses the line as well with new ad. An old man dies and finds gay lover in heaven. Yeah, that's Doritos and Twix for you, ladies and gentlemen, all in the culture war, in my opinion, on the wrong side, ladies and gentlemen. The Satanists would be fine with that, but God Almighty is not, I can promise you that. School board member escorts young kids on field trip to gay bar. I kid you not. School board member escorts young kids on field trip to gay bar. Parents freak when they get pictures. Wow, what a shame. We also talked about dads on duty. Louisiana fathers fan out of school to prevent violence and to mentor children. Wow, that's great news. We are having good people do good things, ladies and gentlemen. We are the epic culture battle of Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, back to you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. I just wanted to let you know, Tracy Scadden, a registered nurse, she's with Health Independence Alliance. She's going to have a silent vigil for COVID vaccine victims, November 4th, 2021. It's 5 to 7 p.m., and they want you to be in black morning dress code. RSVP the word victim to the number 385-315-0578. Again, text the word victim to 385-315-0578, or you can email Utah COVID Vax Victims @gmail.com. Utah COVID Vax Victims @gmail.com. Where will it be, you ask? The corner of State Street and Temple, or in South Temple in the state of Utah in Salt Lake City. So corner of State Street and South Temple, Salt Lake City. When? November 4th, 5 to 7 p.m. You ought to be there. All right, incredible interviews continue from the Week in Ag Conference. I'm telling you, we had so many interviews, so many great speakers doing a great job. This time we have Jason and his wife, Alexia. And his name is Jason Preston. Jason is running. He's a candidate for the Utah 3rd District. Jason is for the people, ladies and gentlemen. That's his claim to fame. PrestonForCongress.com, the website. And the interview starts now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, happy to have you along. We are live from the WeekendAct.net conference. It's incredible speakers galore. And ladies and gentlemen, if you missed it, I just feel bad for you because you don't have the opportunity to rub shoulders with some of the finest people on the planet. It is about God, family, and country. And I'll tell you the best thing you can do, though, you can go to theweekendact.net and get signed up, and then you can get archives. And that way you can check out a lot of the speakers. You'll miss the rubbing shoulders. You'll miss the people on the floor with all the convention vendors and such. That we can't recreate for you, but we will do our best. Weekendact.net. Our next guest, Jason Preston, ladies and gentlemen, and he's a candidate for Utah's 3rd District running for Congress. He wants to go back to Washington. I don't know why on earth he'd want to do that, but nevertheless, we're grateful somebody's willing to, I'll tell you that. He is for the people, and all I can tell you is we're going to learn more about him. PrestonForCongress.com is the website. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you very much.
So tell us about you, Jason. Who the heck are you?
Well, I'm nobody special, and I think that's kind of the thing that...
That's in now, buddy.
Well, I think the thing is I've been a freedom fighter for a long time. I've been on the side of holding Congress accountable. Worked for a watchdog organization for the last 6 years, helping hold Congress accountable, getting more people involved. And I'm a freedom fighter. I'm not a politician, but I just believe we're at a point right now if... we the people don't start doing something different, we're about to lose everything this country stands for.
No doubt about that. What organization were you with for a while?
It's called National Write Your Congressman.
Boy, how do we need to do more than write them these days, huh?
Yeah. I mean, the reality is, you know, we are to blame for the mess this country's in. It's for a long time, the people have neglected our responsibility to hold these people accountable. And, you know, government typically attracts the wrong type of people to politics. It's just always been that way throughout history. People who like power tend to, you know, go where they can accumulate power. And that's why the Constitution was so well designed for the people to hold them accountable, to keep them from doing what's happened in this country. So, you know, I'm very frustrated with what's happened in this country, but the reality is if we want to look at who's to blame, we just need to look in the mirror for the last many generations.
I say that the checks and balances are one of the great keys to restoring the republic peacefully these days. It's still something we have at our fingertips to accomplish the goal, and certainly running for Congress fits that bill. So where'd you grow up? Who are you?
Grew up in Orem, Utah.
Okay.
I've had the opportunity to travel, lived a lot of spots. Started the tour of Utah. That was one of the – I was a big cyclist. That's actually been a – phenomenal thing that cycling blessed my life tremendously as a youth. But yeah, started the tour of Utah, sold that, started a dental marketing business, and partnered with Henry Schein, and that ended up taking me out to Florida. And then after that, I started working for this organization because politically I've been awake since Bush was in office. And I had no hope at that time because no one was awake and no one was concerned about what was going on in Washington then. I actually ended up helping Ron Paul run for office.
Back in the day, I used to call it Comatose Nation.
Yes, it was. In fact, when Ron Paul ran against Obama, I actually brought him out to Utah and helped him with fundraising.
Yes.
But again, no one was awake then. And so what do you do, you know, when no one's awake? So I kind of gave up because it's like if you don't have a group of we the people that are awake and concerned, you're not going to have freedom. And so, again, the last 6 years, when Obama was in office, the time of the Tea Party movement, I thought, you know what? If there's a time we're going to get this country back, it's now, because people are starting to wake up. And so that's when I got involved with this organization and finally got to a point where it's like, you know, we're going to see another Tea Party movement come, and I think it's going to be much bigger than the Tea Party movement. And I think, you know, I was like, you know what, I can sit in the sidelines and hope someone who understands the Constitution will get in the fight, or I can stand up and do my part.
I can just take off the old hat and throw it in the ring.
That's right.
All right. So who are you running against in the 3rd District?
John Curtis.
John Curtis. All right. And he's too liberal?
Well, I think he's a politician.
Yeah.
Period.
That means he's too liberal. Because a politician looks which way the wind's blowing, right?
They look for they look to get votes and to climb the power structure.
Yeah, that's see which way the wind's blowing.
Yeah.
Stuff. See, we need to be focused on principle, ladies and gentlemen. We need to not put our finger up and say, hey, which way is the wind blowing? We need to stand for the sacred cause of liberty. It's based on principle. And you know what? It doesn't matter which way the tides run. What matters is what's correct on principle, and do you have the guts to keep your oath of office, right?
No, that's 100% correct. And I think that's one of the things that's been the most frustrating thing to me as I've been to town hall meetings over the years is, these, you have politicians that know all the right answers. Oh, we're against, you know, against abortion, pro Second Amendment. But the minute you start to drill them down about the proper role of government in the Constitution, they end up with blank stares. And the problem is, if you're not making decisions based on principles, eternal principles, then you're able to be, you know, move from one point to the next based on popular opinion, and that doesn't work. We've seen what that's done for the last 100 years.
They always try to play games with what they call what's essential and what's not essential, or your job is critical or necessary or not, or whatever. I always look at it and say, if it's constitutional, I want to keep it. If not, I want to jettison it. So 90% of the government would go away under my plan.
Yeah. The fact of the matter is the federal government, I believe, is absolutely lost. I think it's almost beyond redemption. And I think what people need to be focusing on right now is it is the role of the states to stop the federal government, to say no. And the key is we've got to get our states under control. And in Utah, we have to get Utah under control. And that's the real responsibility of the people right now, is if we want to fix the country, we need to fix the state of Utah. We need a clean house. Any elected official that does not stand with the Constitution, does not stand for principles of like making sure we have voter integrity, we need a clean house. We need to throw them out, and we need to put in regular farmers, people who, you know, the backbone that built this country, put in regular people that believe in principles and throw out these career politicians. It's time.
All right. You brought your lovely wife with you. I want to know if she's for this thing or is she just going over my dead body. Her name's Alexia. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pleasure to be here with you.
So tell me, are you for this guy running for Congress?
Absolutely.
You know it's going to be a dumpster fire. They're just going to lie and cheat and steal and do everything they can to your family, right?
Bring it on.
That's how they roll. So tell me about you. Did you grow up in Utah as well?
I did not. I'm actually from New York City.
Whoa. All right.
By way of South Florida. Where
Glad you came to your senses.
Oh, yeah. Well, we actually, unfortunately, just went back there this last week. Unfortunately, my father just passed away.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he's unfortunately a casualty of a lot of the issues that we're facing right now with medical freedom. So,
wow.
But it was eye-opening, to say the least, to be walking the streets of New York City and being asked to see your papers as you walk in to just grab a hamburger. So it's time that we start standing up here in Utah, because if we don't, what's happening there is going to happen here in our own backyard.
All right, tell us a little bit about your family.
I'm born and raised in Long Island, Jewish, traditional Jewish family.
All right.
And I work in commercial real estate for the better part of the last 2 decades.
As an agent?
I am a commercial real estate broker, correct.
Broker, all right.
All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Alexia is a real estate agent, does a phenomenal job. She's just as successful as her husband. Imagine putting Jason in Congress to hold bureaucrats and the deep state to account, huh? That's our hope. We'll return with the interview in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Addressing his fellow world leaders at the 26th Conference of Parties Climate Summit, President Biden apologized for the United States' decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. Biden also suggested that Americans had been slow to acknowledge the perceived threat from the climate change theory. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin's press statement Monday says he won't support the partisan reconciliation bill Democrats are negotiating until there's a greater clarity about the impact it will have on the country's national debt and the economy.
There are some House Democrats who say they can't support this infrastructure package until they get my commitment on the reconciliation legislation. It is time to vote on the BIF bill, up or down, and then go home and explain to your constituents the decision you made.
President Biden will hold a press conference from Scotland this afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's election day, with a few states holding gubernatorial elections and some mayoral decisions will be voted upon. The one many are watching is Virginia.
With election day Tuesday, one of the most looked at races within the country is the race for Virginia governor. Republican gubernatorial candidate Glenn Youngkin tells Fox News he's winning over independents.
We're winning an independent vote by double digits. We've got Democrats walking across the aisle. This is what unity looks like.
Meanwhile, Democratic candidate for Governor Terry McAuliffe says Youngkin is not bringing the state together like he's trying to advertise he is.
What bothers me to my core is what this man is doing. He's dividing parents against parents, parents against school boards. He's using your children as political pawns in his campaign.
Youngkin says parents should be able to have a decision in what their children learn in school, while McAuliffe does not. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I want to let you know about the RSVP opportunity. Yeah, Tracy Scadden is a health care nurse. She's been in the business for 34 years, and she's with the Health Independence Alliance, and they're having a silent vigil for vaccine victims November the 4th. That's this Thursday, 5 to 7 p.m. The dress code is black because you're in mourning. RSVP victim to the following number. 385-315-0578, 385-315-0578, or you can email Utah COVID Vax Victims with an S, Utah COVID Vax Victims at gmail.com. Where is the event? It's on the corner of State Street and South Temple in Salt Lake City, Utah. Be there in person if you can. If not, hold a vigil in your own home, church, or municipality around the country, ladies and gentlemen. All right, an incredible interview with Jason and his wife, Alexia Preston. Jason is a candidate for the Utah 3rd District. He wants to go back to Washington. JasonForCongress.com. The interview continues.
Jewish, traditional Jewish family.
All right.
And I work in commercial real estate for the better part of the last two decades.
As an agent?
I am a commercial real estate broker, correct?
Broker, all right.
Yes.
I was in the mortgage industry for a long time, and I did not only home loans, but I did commercial real estate loans also.
Yes, yep. So that's definitely my sandbox, okay. But I am my husband's number one supporter, and I know that we are in this fight, and like you said, it's going to be a total dumpster fire, but it is what we've been called to do, and it is what the country needs, and this state of
Utah needs right now more than anything else.
Well, I'm telling you, the new media has taken center stage, though. They used to be able to have their way with us. They used to gatekeep and call us names and mock us. Now they're losing credibility every single day. And as the new media takes center stage, they're not able to do what they used to do anymore.
Yeah, and, you know, it's neat because people are waking up. In fact, we've got two girls, 19 and 21, actually homeschooled.
Eight kids, and they're homeschooled, and then when they get old enough, I put them in private school. I've never put a single kid in the government school yet.
The government school system is doing almost more harm than it is good.
I wouldn't say almost. It is doing more harm.
It is. I mean, you look at this, you know, we say, well, how can people not see through this, you know, propaganda? Well, we've been raised to be sheep. We've been raised to just listen and obey, listen and obey. And the school system has done a lot to encourage that.
But you know, it's the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, compulsory education, right?
Oh, yeah. No,
so
I mean, we are fully in line with
that.
What
do you expect when it goes communist, when that's what its origins are, right?
Right.
I mean, we're all surprised that it's doing that. And, you know, I don't understand why people are even shocked. That's what it's intended to do. And when it shows its true colors, people seem like flabbergasted, like, how can this be? It's obvious.
Yeah, and it goes beyond education. It's to destroy the family, which is the fundamental unit of society. You destroy the family, you destroy the role of the man in society, you destroy the role of the mother and the woman, and you have basically, you end up having state dependence. And that's really what we've been watching purposefully happen over the last 50, 60 years in this country. And it's, again, it's time for people to wake up and stand up and say enough's enough.
Everybody is known for their themes of service, if you will, Jason. So Ron Paul's known for taking on the Federal Reserve, for example. Rand Paul's getting known for taking on Anthony Fauci, right? People have themes in their kind of administration or stint of service. What will be yours?
We the people. That my theme is we are as free as we decide to be. The answer to our problems is not the federal government. It is not the president. It is we the people. Our mission is one thing. It is to empower and inspire the people to rise up, to get involved, and clean house. It is not about politicians anymore. It is about we the people recognizing who we are and the power we have to change this country. I believe in the power of the individual. I believe in the families, and I believe if people will stand up, stop just hiding behind social media and get involved and show up at these events, we will take this country back. And I believe the Constitution will be saved, and it's going to be saved by normal people like you and me just standing up and getting involved.
Are you Jewish as well?
I am not.
You're not? All right.
No, I'm LDS, grew up here in Utah, and so kind of just, you know, Christian values. So it's been really awesome being with my wife, because it gives us, it's been tremendous. She's an amazing person.
And has she been able to carry her Jewish religion forward?
Is that
something she holds on to?
Absolutely. We're a blended family, both in the way we raise the kids, and also they are my stepkids. So we have a lot of value in our home, but the number one value is putting God first.
Well, they call them Judeo-Christian values for a reason, right?
Yes, yes. And I think the reality is, the federal government has sought to replace God as the source of our rights. And if we want to fix this country, the first step is we have to return to God.
Not on our watch, right, Alexa?
Not on our
Alexia,
watch.
Or Alexia, I should say. All right. What do you guys think? Has the media been fair to you at all?
Well, you know, we've been flying under the radar so far. You know, the elections aren't until next year. We've been very blunt about the problems here in Utah, in the state house, you know, all the way down. I mean, it's the corruption is not, the corruption runs deep.
Yeah, so there's Biddy Antons running around everywhere.
Yes,
that's
and
sure.
we are calling it out. We're showing up at the state capitol and standing up these people on the mandates. We're standing up about election integrity. So we're not going to sit and be these politicians that want to dance around and say what needs to be said to get along well with the establishment. We're ready. We're here, and we're saying enough's enough, and it's time for the people to take this country back. And so the media and the establishment is not going to be friends of ours.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's important to stand on principles. I've mentioned many times. Jason Preston with us. He wants to run for the state of Utah, the 3rd District, and go back to Washington and be in the House of Representatives. PrestonForCongress.com is where you can learn more. I find it interesting, you know, when you get in and wrestle with the hogs, they don't know how to take it. What they'll probably do is try to lock you out of the debates because they can't handle the debate. They don't want the issues that you're bringing up. And that, there's two reasons to run for office in my mind, Jason. One is to win, obviously. And that's obviously the primary goal. You need a little bit of funding and a lot of footwork on the ground of people that are supporting you, that are willing to be activists to make it happen. But the other reason to run for office is an educational campaign, which Ron Paul was literally brilliant at. And out of that became Campaign for Liberty. And I mean, the list can go on and on and on and on. But all I'm telling you is there's two reasons to run for office. Hopefully you can accomplish both.
Yeah, I actually, the thing that prompted me to run in the first place was to wake up the people. Look, if by next summer we have 10,000, 20,000 people in the streets who are educated, who understand the principles of liberty, we'll, you know, my objective is to save the Constitution. And to me, the key is it is inspiring and empowering the people to know who they are, to remember why they're here, and to stand up and fulfill their missions and to save this Constitution. And if the people stand up and wake up and get involved, then we'll win. And then we go to Washington and we spread this message across the country to the states, which is the answer is take your state back. And as states, you tell the federal government no more. It is time. And anyone who's going to the federal government, it is you're going to battle with these criminals, and it is shutting down the federal government, shutting down these bureaucracies, and sending the power back to the states where it belongs.
Each state, ladies and gentlemen, is a constitutional republic, and it's important to understand you got to nullify now. Let's give Alexia a parting shot. What do you want to say about this whole thing?
Not only do we need to save the Constitution, but we need to put God back into our states. We need to bring the family back, the God back, and I believe that's a big part of this campaign right now. We need to save our homes, save our state, and remember where we came from, and remember where these rights came from.
How do you like the conference?
Oh, this is a great conference. It's great to be here. It's great to be here with you, and God bless America.
Thank you, Alexia. So, Jason, final question for you then. Are you going to have a campaign slogan?
We the people.
We the people.
We are the people.
We are the people. Well put, baby.
Yes, yes, we are, ladies and gentlemen. I love husband and wife teams. When somebody runs for office, that you get to know both of them, because then you kind of understand their dynamic, their family values, who they are, what they stand for. You know what Jason's wife's going to be telling him when the going gets tough, right? She's going to say, bring it on. Get her done, Jason. Come on now, right? And that's what we need.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, Jason, if you could say one thing to America and you had 10 seconds, what would you say?
Stand up. Stand up. You have no idea what's at stake right now. And if we don't stand up, we must stand up. We do not have a choice for our children, for our grandchildren. We do not have time. Stand up. Get involved. Get off the sidelines. You are meant to be a part of this fight. You're not meant just to be a victim and to be a witness, but to shape history.
Jason Preston, everybody, candidate for the 3rd District in the state of Utah running for Congress. PrestonForCongress.com. Thank you to Jason, and thank you to his better half, Alexia. With people like you, we've got a bright future.
Thank you. God bless you.
This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting talk on your radio. We Can Act Conference, man, they're just incredible, incredible people at the event all the way through. They lied about us big time, claimed we had less than 1,000 people there, but we had more than 3,000 people there. And I have over 20-plus interviews to prove it live from the event. Not to mention all the speakers and booth owners and everything else, vendors that we interviewed as well. Quick pause. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back with you live. Are you going to participate in the vigil? It'll be on the corner of State Street and South Temple Thursday, November the 4th, 5 to 7 p.m., ladies and gentlemen. Dress in black because they want to show that it's a vigil. Ladies and gentlemen, it's about those who have died from the vaccinations, those who have been harmed from the vaccinations. We want their memories to be recognized publicly. They say when you go, please have a sign and peacefully let your views be known, whether you've experienced a loved one that have passed away or whether you just want to go and support those who have struggled and suffered and died. But when you go, they say, don't engage the media. All they'll do is twist our stories and manipulate what we're standing for and the truth. And it'll actually bring harm to the loved ones who we care so dearly for. So avoid the media at all costs. Let the message stand for itself. Remember, it's a vigil. It's a solemn event. Anyway, if you would like to attend, they're asking to please email UtahCOVIDVaxVictims@gmail.com. Or you can RSVP the word victim to 385-315-0578. That's 385-315-0578. Man, we had an incredible interview with Jason Preston. PrestonForCongress.com is the place to go to learn more about him and his incredible efforts. All right, folks, as you know, from Facebook to Meta, a new name, but the same old problems, writes even the CNET News, the mainstream news organization. Who are they talking about? Facebook. Facebook changed its name to Meta. They're probably going to keep the Facebook name, but they're going to do kind of what Google did. Google then became a subset of what, Alphabet Soup? And now you've got Facebook doing a similar thing. The main company will be Meta, and it stands for the Metaverse. Go study that new age whacked out viewpoint where you got these big tech companies in bed with religion and really building an ecosystem where they control every aspect of your life. That's what they're after. That's what Mark Zuckerberg and crew are after with the new name Meta, but it's Facebook to Meta, new name, but the same old problems. I don't know if they're trying to avoid lawsuits. I don't know what they think they're getting away with this, but all I'm telling you is disaster. It's more of the same, ladies and gentlemen, you and I are going to suffer, right? There you have it. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. Next headlines from the Epoch Times. Great, great article. Two authors wrote it. It's an in-depth article, I might add, too. And it's very, I don't know what you want to call it, scary. Jan Jikalek and Melanie Sun wrote this article together for the Epoch Times, okay? And the details are shocking if you haven't studied Karl Marx. If you're not familiar with the origins of and the reference point relating to socialism. All right. So the headline says pastor. So, hey, religious leader. Do champions of socialism realize that Karl Marx held a deep belief in God? Yeah, you might be shocked about that, ladies and gentlemen, but it's true. He certainly did. Karl Marx, the father of, quote, scientific socialism, once wrote that he knew that he was born to God, but was chosen for hell. Yeah, that's kind of scary, isn't it? I mean, that's just like, what? Yeah, Karl Marx knew that he was born to God, but he believed that he was chosen for hell. Yeah, author and radio talk show host, Dr. David Jeremiah, said of many of the aha moments he experienced as he spent a year-long effort studying socialism, during which he read everything he could find on the topic and the ideology, including what motivated Marx and his ideological writings. People don't realize that Marx's socialist theories are all based on a fundamental belief of the very existence of God, but a, quote, hatred and an opposition to everything God stands for and has taught. Dr. Jeremiah explained, you know, socialists don't believe that there's no God. They're not atheists. He told Epic TV's American Thought Leaders, they're anti-God, full on, ladies and gentlemen. So they had a full on interview about this with Jeremiah on Epic TV. It'll be out in a couple of days, just so you know. But in fact, Karl Marx was a cheerleader for the devil, he explained. Again, his research led him to and given him a new way of viewing trends in the news and in social policy that he believes can help Americans understand the social turmoil in the country right now. Dr. Jeremiah is a pastor himself. He's the founder of, quote, Turning Point Radio and TV Ministries. He recently released a book where he warns about and shares his findings regarding the dangers of socialism. The book is titled, Where Do We Go From Here? Just about every chapter in this book in some way or another goes back to things that I learned about socialism. Wow. That's what he told host Jan Jikalek. And now what's so amazing to me, he says, is the fact that because I've, quote, sensitized my mind and heart to all of this, every day on the news, I see more and more examples of exactly what's happening and how it's affecting us as a nation. The culture of canceling everything that you don't agree with is kind of the order of the day. It's what's happening in American society. He listed various negative trends, like parents being told that they shouldn't have any say over the content taught in schools. Yeah, that's how Marxist socialist ideology works. Republicans and Democrats not being able to agree to disagree is another one, part of the Hegelian dialectic. People being fired from the workplace because they dared to share their faith is another one. These are examples of how Marxist socialist ideas are permeating our society. Even people who would never say they're socialist or never acknowledge that they're socialist seem to be backing these ideas. Well, of course you shouldn't share your faith. By golly, we got separation of church and state, they lie. Censorship of ideas are not what Dr. Jeremiah grew up with, though, in America. He says that has become normal social behavior only the last few years in 2021. Free speech is important, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, this is serious. There's nothing that's really true that should be afraid of challenge, ladies and gentlemen. In other words, what he's getting at is, if you're putting out truth, why do you mind it being challenged? The truth can stand up against challenges, is his point. If it's true, it's true. It shouldn't be an issue for it to be challenged, because if it's true, it's true. So in light of the discussion that we're having today on so many topics, all it is lies. That's why they're so afraid of the challenge. That's why they're trying to restrict our free speech and shut us down, because they know their lies can't hold up the scrutiny. But the truth, he says, and I concur with him on this topic, is that, you know what? The truth can stand the test of time. The truth can stand the fiery darts of the adversary, right? In his book, Dr. Jeremiah describes socialism as a deadly virus that is spreading through our nation. It's quietly, and it's far more lethal than COVID-19. Boy, I agree with that. But he warned most Americans are totally unaware of the threat that it poses to our way of life. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's the biggest threat to America, is the fact that in his book, Dr. Jeremiah writes, socialism is a deadly virus that is quietly spreading throughout our nation, far more lethal than COVID-19. But the people, most Americans, are not even aware of the threat that it poses to our way of life. And I mentioned that's the scariest thing in America for 2022. It's like smoke coming under the door. You just see it a little bit, but it's no big deal. But if we don't become aware of it and do something about it, oh, the destructiveness or the destruction it can create. That's why I wrote the book. He said, I want to help people understand. He said that many readers have since told him, you have answered all the questions I didn't even know that I needed to ask. What I wanted to do was help people see the connection between the tearing down of monuments. It's not just a bunch of kids knocking things down, having fun. They want to intentionally obliterate history so they can rewrite it. This is not a mistake. Anyway, the Epic Times highlights this, ladies and gentlemen. And then he says this. They want to get rid of everything we hold dear. They want to destroy the things that are the root of who we are as a people. They want to destroy the family, the church, your marriage. Then they want to come into that vacuum and they want to insert socialism. We need to have an awareness of this because it's deadly. It will destroy everything. Venezuela is a great example and picture of where we're headed if we don't stop this right now. It's amazing that in our lifetime, believe it or not, Venezuela was one of the richest countries in the world. They had a lot of what we had. People had the same standard of living that we do back then. In our lifetimes, that was true for Venezuela. Now they've lost it all through the socialism, and we're on the same road. Dr. Jeremiah said that he hopes that we, by talking more about the truth regarding socialism and its anti-God beliefs and efforts, that it will help more people understand the problems of today. One of Marx's key phrases was to wipe God out of heaven and capitalists off the earth. Wow, this guy's evil, isn't he? That was his twofold program. There's a lot of university students that are captivated by this. It's really scary to me, Dr. Jeremiah said. Some of the statistics I cite in the book, people between 18 and 25 years old, they believe socialism is great, that it's okay. But when they truly understand the roots of socialism, most of them literally stop and think and change their mind. He said he's seen many people wake up to the truth of socialism, and it leaves them empty. It takes them to a place where they don't want to go, and they don't realize it when they're on the journey. But when they get there, it becomes painfully obvious. All of a sudden, they wake up one day and it doesn't have anything to breathe into them, and they realize they need to turn to God. Dr. Jeremiah also commented that the church isn't free of socialism either, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. I agree with that reality check, that's for sure. Some people claim they're practicing Christian socialists, but they don't have any idea what they're talking about because it's not possibly true. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. I am Sam Bushman. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable live radio talk show. LovingLiberty.net is the website. Live and on-demand radio, free at your fingertips. Donate liberally today at LibertyRoundtable.com. And I, Sam Bushman, declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.